But we need to level it up now.
It's a grand old flag, it's a high-flying flag, it's the emblem for me and for you. It's the emblem.
Time now to have a chat to another Demon star. He's the man that they have built the foundations of this grand final around when they picked Jack Watts as their number one draft pick all those years ago. He also loves a beer and a punt. It's great to have a chat to Jack Watts this morning. How are you, Jack?
We're going very well down here, boys. And I just want to say quickly that, I tell you what, the Hawks got a good little system going there. The two double hander left and right empty. I think I might adopt that one today.
I think there'll be a few adopting that. There might be a few bleary-eyed by the time the bounce is at 7 o'clock tonight. How nervous are you? Because it's been a big build-up for all Melbourne supporters, and you are best mates and played with a lot of these guys back when it was the dirty, dark times down at the D's.
Yeah. I mean, I'm personally, I don't have too many nerves, that's for sure. I'm pretty excited just to have a few frothies and you know, enjoy the day, but I'm sure they're feeling it a bit. But it's just exciting, really. It's not really nerves for me. It's just exciting, and you know, I hope they realise how much joy they're bringing to all of us, and I hope they're enjoying it themselves.
Jack, Melbourne have sort of had a fluctuating run in the last 4 or 5 years. I think they probably showed it, and you would have been there, that they were quite capable, and then they had a poor season and they almost weren't delivering. Was the group there, was it a bit like a racehorse? They were just a year or two off, they had a bit more maturing to do, and now it's all clicked?
Yeah, I think so. A bit like one of the horses I own at the moment with the Maloney's, that, you know, is about 4 years old and just still needs a bit more maturing to go. So we're just still... We'll be very patient there, but I think, look, they made that, what was it, 2018 prelim, I think, and then, you know, I think that was sort of like a bit of a, you know, what would you say, a run out of nowhere, and they sort of overperformed, I guess, but it showed what sort of talent they did have and what they were capable of. You know, they had no pressure on them whatsoever going into that year, and over-delivered, and then obviously the pressure came and expectations, and they probably struggled for the next one or two, and now it seems like they've really just got it into gear, and they're ready to go for the next sort of couple of years. I'm expecting a Melbourne dynasty, boys.
Dougie was picking them apart, you know, gap between runs, gap between flags, all that sort of stuff, and pointing to the Bulldogs being magnificently coached for the day today. What are the two or three big pluses for the Demons today, and what are the little niggles of concern that you might have if you've got any?
Look, I think we're coming in as the favourites, I'd imagine, not with the bookies, and rightly so. I think we've had the perfect prep. You know, we're fit, we're firing, we're the informed team. You know, the Doggies sort of had that little fall away towards the end of the year and looked a bit vulnerable. They got Steph Martin in the ruck, who's injured, who's, you know, hasn't played a lot of footy at all. Alex Keith coming back from injury, you know, who knows? What if he goes down early? Geez, it'll be a whitewash. But in saying that, I guess that almost, for me, that almost is the worrying side is when you've got everything in your favour and it's all looking, you know, pretty good, that's sometimes when teams struggle a little bit to deal with that sort of expectation and pressure, as we saw with Port Adelaide against the Doggies in the prelim. I don't think too many were picking the Dogs, and they went out and absolutely brained them. So, look, I just hope they go out, enjoy the day, you know, play free-flowing footy like they have been, and take them on. And you know, these two teams, you know, I think they're as good as it gets in the comp in, you know, attractive footy. They play, they take the game on, they go through the middle, they use their hands. So I can certainly see both teams getting a run on at some stage, and I'm just hoping and praying that the D's get the run at the right time.
So any concerns in your mind, what we were speaking with Dougie about, only one game in 27 days for the D's, or is it perfect to go in nice and fresh for a granny?
We'll wait and see. If they come out and they're flat in the first quarter, then everyone will be saying that it was horrendous for them. But I think, you know, with conditioning staff these days, you've got about 17 blokes, you know, monitoring their conditioning and their game fitness and all the rest of it. So I think they'll be fine and ready to go. You know, they would have had a pretty good tune up last week, I'd imagine, pretty sort of heavy hit out, and then sort of freshen up this week heading into the game. And you know, they're all pretty experienced players. I think the D's have got a pretty good list there of experienced guys who will be ready to go, I'm sure. And then they've got that little mix of youth in there. Get, you know, Cozzy Pickett and those boys running around and bringing the excitement. So, I'm pretty confident, boys.
Now, being a good Melbourne boy, have you got the Merlot breathing, the Camembert coming to room temperature?
Yeah, we've already got the wine out. It's in the decanter as we speak. And the cheese platter's arriving at about 2 o'clock just with all my mates. Actually, no, that's not true. We're not allowed anyone.
Via Zoom.
So I'm here with my two dogs. Well, my housemate's dog and my dog. And the housemates will be coming back soon. So we will be lifting the roof off it.
I bet.
Be a couple of us, I'd imagine.
Well, you'll be filling in the day with having a punt at Sandown. We know your sister Kate is a star on racing.com. So do you like anything today?
Look, I actually haven't had a big look at Sandown, to be honest. I'm still celebrating because I was on racing.com last night. Kate got me on there and I picked Wild Ruler. Well, I asked one of my mates who's going to win the Group 1, and one of them told me Wild Ruler, and so I tipped it. Didn't have a cent on it, mind you, which is typical me, but and it came through at $11. So I think that'll be my punting for the weekend, to be honest. I'll just leave it there and won't lose any more money.
Well, cheer home the D's. Give us the Norm Smith winner as we say goodbye.
Look, I'm hoping for Gorney. Obviously, if he has anything like the day he had it in the prelim, it's a shoo-in. But I think Jack Viney is a pretty good pick too. The way he played in that prelim, everyone sort of says, you know, you got your Petrakas and your Bontempellis and you know these guys with the power and the you know, maybe a bit slightly more skill and flair. But I think Jack Viney is just going to have his head over it all day, inspirational sort of in and under player. And you know, I can't wait to see him and Libba. They're two players I love to watch. So Jack Viney's a little smoky there.
All right, I like that. Good tip for the RSN listeners. He's $21 in the Norm Smith market, Jack Viney. Jack, enjoy the evening and the build-up today, mate. Great to have a chat to you.
Thanks, boys. Thanks very much.